Justin Fluke with you, talking Holton Wildcat basketball. We're joined by girls head coach Kurt Heisler. The Lady Wildcats are 7-11 on the season, 5-7 in the Big 7 League with a win and a loss here in the last week. We go back to last Friday, Coach. Another really good win for your club and playing some really good basketball right now. But that was a game that you were able to get an early lead and really lead throughout the contest. It hasn't happened, I know, enough for you this season, but to start early and kind of consistently score in double digits all four quarters and get an 11-point win at Hiawatha was a great night, and you had to feel pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I think it was one of our more consistent games from start to finish. The girls were really locked into the plan going into the game. I thought we started really well. I thought we defended really well early in the game, and then obviously we got our offense going, and it's nice to get a lead, and you know, this team's getting more experience at playing throughout a ball game with the lead, and that's a nice thing to have.
Certainly feel like your team has done a better job of taking care of the basketball. The defense has been pretty steady all season, but what's got the offense helped out? I mean, one thing obviously is that the last two games, including your two-point loss to Riverside on Tuesday, you had three players scoring double digits that game and the Hiawatha game, so obviously it just seems like you're getting a few more contributions and maybe more contributions from more girls right now.
Yeah, we're getting balance. I think the key right now is just simply confidence. The girls, they believe in themselves and they believe in each other. And on any given night, we can have two or three girls that step up and play really well. And we're getting contributions from a lot of different people. And even those that aren't scoring, they're making their plays to set up scoring opportunities for other people. And so it's coming together. The girls are really figuring it out. And it's been fun to watch the last couple weeks.
Kaya Taylor's had a few big games here in a row and really found her confidence and stroke from the perimeter, no doubt. The game against Riverside, it did start out slow, down 13-2, and you responded by going on a 17-2 run, and you were ahead 19-15 in that ball game. So I know there was some huge momentum swings up and down in that ball game. Anything looking back at the Tuesday loss that you felt like could have been a difference maker or had given your team a chance to win?
Well, anytime you lose a close ball game, the first thing you do is you go back as a head coach and you think about all the different decisions that you made that maybe you would have liked to have changed, which, you know, ultimately you can't go back and change any of those. But I tell you what, one of the things we did talk about before the game is no matter what happens throughout the game, everybody on the team needs to stay positive and continue to believe. The word for the night was believe. And we started off shaky and didn't play well early, and give Riverside some credit. They came out and they were on fire, and our girls settled down, and we just started to chip away and play good defense. And kind of our calling card all season has been our defense. And they understand if we can get some stops on other people and string them together, eventually our offense will kick in. The first time around we played Riverside, it didn't happen. And I think we've matured and grown up a lot since that time. And our offense started to come around for us. And obviously when the ball goes in the hole, that builds your confidence and feeds your defense as well. So it was an exciting game. Really enjoyed coaching that game and against a really good team and a fantastic player. And I think even in a loss like that, we learned a lot about ourselves. And maybe we have even as much or more confidence after playing that game than we did before we played it. So a lot to look forward to here going into the last part of the season.
Yeah, no doubt. Your last seven games, you're 4-3, but four wins and then three losses by 2, 2, and 1 point. So five total points separating you from having a chance to be on like a seven-game win streak. And it's definitely playing good ball at a good time of year. Your final two opponents, Coach Sabetha and Perry LeCompton, both on the road. But I know you're looking forward to the rematches in these games and hoping that if your team keeps playing like they have been, they're going to put themselves in a really good position here in the regular season.
That's the plan. Confidence is high. We know that we're going to get everybody's best shot, and you know, we're playing other teams for the second time, and also they're playing us. And I know that Friday night, Sabetha, they will be ready to play us. They have been playing good basketball recently, and they are a better basketball team than the record is showing. And I've been kind of keeping tabs on them and their first year head coach Joe Gruber. And he's got them playing well with confidence. And so it'll be a great challenge for us to go up there and try to get a win on Friday.
We look forward to seeing you in Sabetha Friday and Perry next Tuesday. Thanks for your time, Coach. Good luck.
Appreciate it, Justin. Go Cats.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Houlton Girls, will visit Wildcat Boys Basketball next.